This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Later today, we will get profits and losses from the retail conglomerate known as Gap Incorporated. Of late, it's been the Gap's Old Navy stores that have been doing especially well. Gigi Duban reports.
Old Navy started out as a place where the whole family could pick up cheap fleece jackets and tank tops. Jane Thomas teaches marketing at Winthrop University.
They really weren't known very much for being fashion forward.
Other retailers like H&M and Forever 21 started grabbing young shoppers. But then Gap Inc. hired the executive who led H&M's expansion into the U.S., Stefan Larsson, and asked him to revamp Old Navy.
It's brilliant strategy.
Now, plain t-shirts and khakis are bold prints and crinkle gauze tops. Mark Cohen heads retail studies at Columbia University's business school. To compete, he says, Old Navy is making its merchandise more interesting and attractive. But the Gap has an identity crisis.
Is it trading into the teen segment with American Eagle, Abercrombie, and Aeropostale? Or is it trying to move up market to an older customer? I'm not sure they get it.
If the Gap does get it, he says, it's not making it clear. I'm Gigi Duban for Marketplace.